The meeting will come to order. We are now holding the workshop session for the Port of Astoria Board of Commissioners. May we have the roll call, please?
Commissioner Hill?
Here.
Commissioner Finkel via Zoom?
Yes.
Commissioner Stevens?
Here.
Commissioner Campbell?
Here.
Commissioner Rome?
Here. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, are there any changes or additions to the agenda? Being none, we will proceed. This is public comment. It's an opportunity to speak to the commission for 3 minutes regarding any topic in person. Those wishing to speak must fill out a public comment card. Those participating on Zoom may raise their hands during the public comment period. Do we have any? On to the action items. The first item is a lease agreement for Watershed Wellness and Suite 200, Pier 1 building. Commissioner, Deputy Director McGrath.
Thank you, Commissioner. Today we have Sue Transfu is going to be presenting that. So Sue, go ahead and let her rip.
First, I'd like to present the market experiment for Watershed Community Wellness for Suite 200, the 10-year one building. Watershed Community Wellness has leased the space in Pier 1 building since September of 2019 and currently occupies Suites 104, 306, 306A, 307, and 308. The tenant has requested lease for Suite 200 because their business is expanding. They proposed a term of 1 year and 9 months, aligning with the existing lease to allow consolidation upon the expiration of the lease, which is set to expire on November 30th. Both the board and the tenant are in agreement with combining both leases at the end of the term. If the commission has no questions, I request approval of the commercial lease for Suite 200 with Watershed Wellness.
Sounds like good news. There's a motion provided for the commission. Would a motion commissioner like to make a motion?
I'll make that motion. Move to approve the lease agreement between the Port of Astoria and Watershed Wellness Suites, Suite 200 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any other additional questions or comments? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Lease agreement is approved. Our next item has to do with the Astoria Airport Terminal building improvements. Deputy Director McGrath.
Thank you, Commissioner Rohn. On page 18 of your packet, we have the request for expenditure for $216,144 for the AST terminal building improvements. If you'll recall, this is going to be for demoing the existing bathrooms, replacing those two bathrooms with three unisex bathrooms with a shower, and then doing a redo of the kitchen area, retiling, putting in some new cabinetry, new floor, and then also replacing the doors around the building. If you've been in the building recently, you notice those steel doors are pretty tired. So this will be replacing all of those and then even replacing the larger doors with some ADA compliant doors so that you can just hit a button and they will open if we have anybody up on that, up on the deck. So when we put this out to bid, we submitted the ITB December 15th. We ended up getting two different bids that were responsive, one from Helixo Construction, and another from Coastline Roofing. That information is on page 19. You can see the difference in the bids. Coastline had a bid of $274,666.40, while Helixo had one for $216,144. You know, Helixo is a local operation. They do a lot of work around here. They've done some work for us previously. They've also done the construction for the Schooler plant. They're the primary contractor for that. So a very reputable place, and we're looking forward to doing business with them. One of the things we can point out is that the schedule on page 51 of their proposal You'll look at the completion date, and it's intended to be June 1 of this year, which means that they'll have all of that done by the time we have the fly-in in August. So we're looking forward to that. So what we're looking for today is authorization for the commission to allow staff to negotiate the contract based on these terms, to sign that contract and to get this stuff rolling and enter into the contract with Holixo and make those improvements. For that, I'll open it up to questions.
Where's the prints on this? Have we got any drawings or anything?
We do.
Yeah.
They're just not in here. They were in the ITB.
Where are they?
In the invitation to bid.
We've seen them.
They were there. They're just not in this packet.
It's fairly well-defined projects. You're talking about the bathrooms, the remodel, the kitchen, the doors. And that's kind of breaking things down because the holistic approach was too ambiguous for a bid.
Yeah, initially when we had gone out for the bid on this, it was a request for proposals at that point, which allowed the contractors a lot of leeway in what they were going to design and how they were going to design it. The designs that we got back really didn't meet what we were looking for, and it was about $100,000 over budget. So what we did is we kind of pulled that back and said, we're going to go ahead and do the design work, make sure that we have exactly what we want, what we need, and then be very specific on what were listed out as materials and the work that needed to be done, so that it was a much easier process for the contractors. And that when we got these bids back, it was right at $100,000 less than the original and right within our budget. It's what we were expecting.
Will there be no expansion of the building?
Not this time, no.
There's a motion provided. Would a commissioner like to make that motion?
Be delighted to do that. I'll second it.
Commissioner Stevens, would you read?
Move to approve RFE number 0246, TAC AST, Terminal Building Improvements, awarding the project to Holixo Construction Company, and authorize the executive director to enter into contract negotiations.
Yeah, I think we had a second from Commissioner Campbell. Are there any other additional questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Our next item is the airport engineering contract authorization. I'll turn that over to Deputy Director McGrath.
And if you turn to page 61 of your packets, this is a summary of the findings of the review committee for the request for proposals or the request for qualifications from qualified engineers. Just as a bit of background, engineering at the airport is imperative to FAA funding. So we have had the pleasure of being in a relationship with Precision Approach Engineering for approximately 10 years now. So they are very familiar with the work that goes on at the airport. And similar to the time at the end of 2020 when we'd gone out for a request for qualifications, there was one bidder and one bidder only, and it was Precision Approach Engineering. I don't think it's because they're the only game in town. I think that's because they know, a lot of other people know, that Precision Approach does a great job. And if they've got a standing relationship, it's going to be difficult to get in the door. So could not be more pleased with what's going on with Precision Approach. Jeff Vaughn, in particular, is an excellent engineer, and he helps us on the civil side. And I just like to highlight some of the services that they offer. And you can look on page 65. There is a massive list of services that Precision Approach Engineering provides. And just a few of these that I'll highlight is the AGIS. So that's the GIS information for the airport. The airfield design work, that's what they do, and they support the airfield modeling. The capital improvement plans that we have to submit to the FAA yearly and have to have a five-year plan every year. That is something that Precision Approach is heavily involved with and helps us with. They also have environmental review in-house. And one of the biggest services and biggest values that they provide to the port is the grant coordination. So they have people on staff that help us work with the FAA, work with ODAV, and really are able to be a catalyst to help us get those funds and have all the reporting done in a very, very timely manner. So again, went out to an RFQ, got one SOQ back from Precision Approach, and then we had a review committee, which consisted of Director Isom, the president of the AAC, which is Steve Dillard, and then myself. And we both have, we all have the unanimous decision that we want to offer this to Precision Approach. So what we'd like to ask for the from the commission today is authorization for the executive director to sign a five-year contract with Precision Approach Engineering that will begin March 1st of 2026 and at the end of February 2031 for a five-year term.
Very good. And they specialize in this particular type of engineering. So I think they're the only one in the region. I'll move we approve this.
Okay, a motion is moved and made to move to authorize the executive director to execute a professional service contract with Precision Aviation. I'm sorry, Precision Approach Engineering for airport engineering services based on the information provided in the statement of qualifications for a five-year term ending February 2031. Is there a second?
Second.
You have Thaddeus the second there. So the record. Are there any other questions or comments? A very thorough bit of information is provided to the commission in the packet, so as well as an explanation from Deputy Director McGrath. So
one of the things I liked about that group is that they have really good on-site supervision. They sub some work out, but that that guy they send up, I hope it's the same guy coming back.
It is Jeff Vaughn, and he's out. Like a good example of that is that we had the kickoff to the hangar project, the hangar rehab project yesterday. So President's Day, he's out there at 7 a.m. with us, making sure that everything's going right.
Okay, good.
Sounds encouraging. Any other input from the commission?
I think I would echo everything that that Matt said. You know, we're lucky that the only game in town is somebody that's really well qualified, that seems to want to be here. And I've seen them, their trucks running around at a bunch of different airports in the region. And so we know that they're competent and that they do good work. And I think this is a good relationship for them and for us.
With that, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, the motion passes for the airport engineering contract authorization. The last bit of action item is an amendment to the Airport Advisory Committee meeting minutes of January 12, 2026, which on page 88 has been delineated. And you've been provided with a motion to make that amendment. Would there be a motion to amend the January 12th, 2026 Airport Advisory Committee meetings as presented in your packet?
So moved.
You have a second? We have a motion and a second?
Right.
Any discussion on that? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Commission comments. We'll start with Commissioner Hill.
I don't have any. Thank you.
And Commissioner Stevens?
Well, just so the commission and the public knows, I did attend the Port Cruise Host meeting last week. I noted that the Port of Astoria agreement, was that signed now, Sue? Is that in effect?
They were reviewing it, and I think they were going to sign it and give that to me. I think
so. Okay. Well, we're fixing to pay them $1,500 per ship visit, and that's for incidentals and expenses.
Incidentals, expenses, and just basically what they're doing around the city and
compensate them for their time. Okay. So that's $1,500 per ship per day or per ship?
Per ship.
Okay.
And for her 2 days, they get paid for 2 days.
Right.
They usually never do.
They don't.
They usually never do.
We're going to have one for 2 days here pretty quick.
It's important to note that agreement is also, it's got a 30-day termination clause. If it's something that we want to revisit, we can do that in the fall as well. That's all I have to report.
Thank you. Commissioner Campbell.
I don't have anything right now. Thank you.
I don't either. So I'll turn it over for the deputy. Sorry, Commissioner Fickle.
Hey, yeah, it's good to see everybody. It's good to see everybody, and I'm grateful to have the opportunity to attend the meeting in this way. I'm in my second week of training here in Kansas, and I look forward to being, I'll be back home by the next meeting, which I'm the first meeting in March. And so I'm just anxious to be back home for a little bit. It's flat and dry here in Kansas. And today it's flat, dry, and windy. So I'm looking forward to being back home.
Great news is with our updated system, we can see and hear you. And
it's, yeah,
this hasn't always been the case. So it works really well.
This is great.
Thank you. Deputy Director McGrath, do you have any comments?
Just two things. Just as I had mentioned, we had the airport T-hanger project kick off yesterday. So 4K contractors showed up, actually starting on Saturday, got getting their barricades all squared away. And so they started in earnest yesterday. They've got all the doors off on the north side of the A row. So A1 through 5, all the doors are off. The concrete's been cut out. The rails have been pulled up. So they're actually a day ahead of schedule right now. So what the plan is that they'll be working this week. They'll be working 5/10s. With the exception of tomorrow, they were ahead of schedule, so they're going to do something else tomorrow and then come back on Thursday. They'll work on Friday, and then from the following week on Monday through Thursday, they'll work 4/10s until the project's done, which is expected to be about 4 weeks from now. So, good one. And then just wanted to give the commission by way of update what's going on with Pier 2 West mitigation, what's going on out there. It's important to note that the port's done everything that it possibly can as far as what it's submitted. So everything has been submitted. And really what we're waiting on right now is approvals from the federal side, primarily from NIMS and from DLCD. DLCD we should have within a few months. NIMS is expected to be as late as the end of the year. But through the whole NEPA process, what we're expecting is that we should have permits in hand by the beginning of 2027. So end of this year, beginning of 2027. There's some comments going back and forth with DSL on the mitigation plan itself. They need some more information on the cut and fill. And so they're trying to work through that process now, but we don't expect that that's going to be too much of a problem. We've actually been surprised with the cooperation we've been getting. So that's really, as far as just an update to the commission, again, we've done everything we can. We're going back and forth with the agencies whenever they have questions.
What's the drop dead date for MARAD?
Well, MARAD, good news on that. We had an obligation requirement for September of this year, but when we met with them about 3 weeks ago, they said, and I quote, "We know the permitting in the Northwest takes a long time. A year off is fine." So they delayed it a year. So September 27, we're good.
Was that contractual?
It's the obligation date. So we just need to have permits done and have the contract signed by then. So we're in good shape.
Congressman Woman Bonamici probably could be assistance as far as if there needs to be any pushes made at that level, I think.
Correct.
She's been very supportive of the port. So we appreciate that.
I don't have anything else.
Okay, with that,
I have a question.
Go ahead, please.
There was a request in the paper for the city of Astoria to get a variance so they could build a restaurant on Pier 1. What in the world is that about?
That's a pop-up from Anthony Barron. So that's going to be going to the city of Astoria, and it's what they call the sip and shuck. It's just a temporary thing that will go out where the potential the welcome center will be, but it will fall in line with the development that is going on with Atlin Investments and Atlin Investment and Anthony Barron. They've been in contact with one another regularly. So,
where exactly will this temporary restaurant and welcome center be on the pier?
On the north end, not on the face, but just on the land side.
There's a welcoming center in
mm-hmm.
that new shack that we bought.
Well, it'll be west of that, but it'll actually be on Pier 1.
I think that's a bad deal. We get some cargo in there, which we hope we do. No, you're not really in favor of it. We need something besides rentals, and we're a total rental center now. So, anyway, I would certainly be opposed to that.
Is there, the lease will
before the commission, sir?
The lease will come before the commission. But we don't have a lease with them now. So there's no reason to get into the lease until they have the approval from the city to do anything.
I know we approved the plan, but the plan for Pier 1 was maritime industrial, which is cargo operations. And will this interfere with the cargo operation?
Depends on what the cargo is.
Sign up ships and everything like that. Line strung out.
I'm still hoping that cargo will return and we can make some big money so we can afford the things that we are desperately in need of rather than just, you know, existing just about making payroll like we are with our small budget. I just wanted to share my concern with the commission and staff.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for their comments.
It looks like we got the cart before the horse here. How come the commission isn't advised of this before it happens? It looks like we've got things backwards here. We see these things. I got my pamphlet today, but I couldn't get it Friday or Monday. No time to research these things. But why aren't we informed first before these things pop up?
We don't have a lease agreed upon or anything. So when we have those terms agreed upon, it will come before the commission. The commission wants to.
Lease comes last.
Again, there's we can't give them a lease if they don't have the permission to use the property. We can't do that. That's getting the cart before the horse, is doing a lease before they have permission to use the property.
All right. The upcoming meeting dates is the Finance Advisory Committee meeting, which we appreciate John Lansing being here with us. He's a part of that. February 18th at 2 p.m. And then our regular meeting is March 3rd, followed again by the workshop session on March 17th. Thank you, everyone. And with that, the meeting is adjourned.